Hello, Mark.
Hello, Dave.
How are you, sir?
Good, thanks. Good, yeah, you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. We're all a bit sweaty hands in here, but
but no,
Keith's not. Keith's perfectly all right.
Mark, have you been listening to the last 15, 20 minutes? Or
no,
man,
sorry. No, I didn't get over work until 9:15. So
play it back. We've had quite a lot of Harlow fans ringing. We've got one in. One's walked in. It's been quite interesting.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah, I tell you what, we had the your local newspaper man Russell on the phone earlier,
Russ, yeah.
Saying he'd done an interview with you and how confident you come across and sounded for Saturday's game. You know,
I haven't spoken to him this week.
No, well, he's
supposed to be sidekick Sam Murley, but I didn't speak to him.
Ah, Sam's coming to the game, so that's these journalists are just liars, aren't they? That's the problem. You get used to that.
I can't get involved in that discussion.
especially your local one. But he obviously said, obviously, you're confident going into the game and what a good game it should be. What's the general feeling in the town? We'll come to yourself and the team in a little while, but what's the buzz going around?
I think the town are looking forward to it, really, to be fair. I mean, the sort of the Needham Market faithful, if you like, have stuck with us, and numbers have increased, you know, over the last couple of years. For the last 2 weeks, we've had some good gates, and I think they're looking forward to the game. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, you know, who won't be looking forward to the game? I mean, it's a real big non-league event for Suffolk football, and it's a big rivalry fixture, you know, because of what's at stake.
Yeah, with yourself, obviously, he made you favourites being at home, and obviously with the advantage of the point. And he said that you said you was going to go out and attack the game to get the 3 points. Is he gone for you word for word there?
Well, the thing is, you know, if you look at the reality, Harlow've got to win. If we win, we win the league. But if we draw, you know, we've got the chance to go to Chatham and win the league. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. And they asked the question about, you know, would we be cautious? Would we be this? Would we be that? Well, I've said this many times over the years, Dave. I've never worked out this going to play for a draw or a trick. I mean, I know I only run a non-league football team, and I'm not a professional manager. I've never quite worked that one out. Because I think one of the problems is that if you talk to your team about being a bit cautious and being a little bit safe, and you go out with that mindset, and then the thing goes wrong in the first 10 minutes, to change the mindset of a team who are suddenly losing, who are thinking about a draw, is something near on impossible. So I just think you've got to set your team up to go and win every game.
It's true. What I was trying to say to the lads here is, obviously, and trying to talk from a manager's point of view, is that, yeah, you would do that, but you would still be solid. You know, you're not going to go and change and be in expansion and you know, just bundle everybody forward. You're still going to be, you know, as solid as you normally are.
Listen, at the end of the day, you know, we've played, I don't know, 55-plus games this year. Mm-hmm. Harlow, Danny Chapman's managed 55-plus games this year. OK, we've played a certain way. Both teams play a certain way, you know, and we're not going to change that, are we? I mean, at the end of the day, you guys have—you've got the highest number of goals scored. So clearly, you're a very, very good attacking side. That's where you are. So you're not going to suddenly think we're going to try and nick a goal here and then defend a 1-0 win. That's not going to happen. You know, I think we're the second or third highest goal scorers, and we're very solid defensively. You know, but we're also going to go out and want to try and win the game. But one point I would make is that. You know, from my point of view, you know, if we win the game in front of our supporters, people have worked hard all season, and the volunteers and the committee members, this and the other, that would be great for them to see that, to see it happen at home. So I want to give them every chance to enjoy the day, and that would be by winning the game.
But if you won it at Chatham, it wouldn't be the end of the world, would it?
Listen, I don't give a damn whether it's I'm just telling you how to some of the support.
Of course, I understand.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, if we have a great game of Saturday and I walk off there with a 1-1 draw, I won't be in the slightest bit disappointed.
Yeah, of course.
How many are you expecting there, Mark, on Saturday? What do you reckon the crowd will be?
Over 500, I reckon. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what sort of numbers you guys think you're, you know, but I suspect there'll be 150 Harlow there, wouldn't there, I would guess.
I reckon there'll be over 500 Harlow there.
Yeah. Is that Ray in the background?
No, that wasn't Ray. That's one of the Harlow fans.
Oh,
that's one of the 499.
Yeah, I know. Well, from my experience of Harlow fans, they on the occasion exaggerate a little bit.
To be fair, that's what some of the women have been texting in as well.
Yeah. So, with my experience of some of those supporters over the years, but no. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine that'll be upwards of 500. You know, maybe some more. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the floating vote who are going to go and watch a non-league game are going to come to Needham and watch their game. You know, the Harlow fans will come over in numbers, and so they should. They're great supporters, and they'll all add to the atmosphere. I suspect I should get the usual barrage of abuse, and I look forward to that immensely. But I just think it'll be a great non-league occasion.
Yeah.
Mark, it's Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm fine. What before you ask me anything, Ray, I was just going to say, how come you've wheeled you out tonight and not brought Chapman on the radio?
I said that, Mark, as well, to be fair. We've not had Chapo in.
No, yeah. He's taking a training session at the moment. I'll nip out in a minute and I'll see if I can grab him.
Go on, mate.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, with yourselves being at home, and I did hear a rumour that Ipswich were away and playing early, so that increased the crowd as well, won't it, surely?
Yeah, I think so. Well, to be fair, Ray, when Town are away, you can add 20 or 30 on our gate. There's a lot of people who do come and watch us when Ipswich are not at home. So you know, obviously they're kicking off early as well. So, you know, I think that's very kind of Mick McCarthy to change the kickoff time to support us. Yeah.
And obviously to lend you a couple of players. That's really nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are you obviously, you know, these are the games that managers and players are look forward to playing and manage as well. And obviously, you know, the experience you've had over the past, is that going to set you in good stead, Mark?
I don't know, really. You can never really answer that question to the end of a game. I mean, having experienced, you know, a lot of these types of games over sort of the years I've done this job, I think it helps you make decisions during the game, and I think that sometimes can be key. And I think it's something that helps when you're talking to, you know, we've got a very young squad, as you know, as part of our plan going forward, and how a lot of those players react to what will be probably the biggest game in their short lives, will be interesting for us to find out. So I think having a bit of experience in those games is quite useful when you're talking to the younger players. But listen, at the end of the game, every game is different. Every situation is different. No game of football is ever the same as it is before, and you just have to sort of hope the decisions you make with the team before the game and then during the game are the right ones.
No, that's right. You say, obviously, with yourself, that you mentioned the youngsters. When you've got people like Kemi Izzy and Westlake and obviously Michael Brothers, obviously they'd be players that help the youngsters through as well, won't they?
I think so. I mean, certainly the blueprint we've run with is to bring players from our academy, which continues to be a huge success, but certainly having Westie and having Kemi Izzy, and of course Chris Hogg as well, three ex-professional footballers, is great for us. You know, that does help no end. And to be fair, we have to look at those three players to really put in big performances on Saturday because you know they've got that level of experience and we hope to get that. But the thing is as well, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the other lads react. With Brothers, we never know where Michael Brothers is going to react from day to day, really. So, you know, hopefully in a good way because he is a match winner. But, I think, again, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, these youngsters also have no fear, do they? And so games like this, they could, you know, come up trumps for you as well.
Yeah, we've got a couple of lads, we've got a couple of 16-year-old lads who will be on the bench for us on Saturday. And I think them more than the lads who are like 19, 20 are sort of, you know, if they get involved in a game and you know, they tend not to have fear. The lads who've been with us for a couple of years are kind of, you know, they can see how we've improved and where we want to go, and they want to be a part of that. And I think, you know, the pressure you put on yourself, or they would put on themselves, to want to be successful, will be something that might affect their performances. So we'll just to see how they get on.
Yeah. Now, obviously, and I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. You know Harlow side quite well and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and obviously Dan's going to know your side. You know, you're both decent managers. Where do you think this game's going to be won and lost, Mark?
I think in the middle of the park. I know that Harlow are very good down both sides. I know fundamentally you'll play with two strikers or one up and one off. But I mean, certainly the game at Harlow, we had our period when we were on top and didn't score, and then what you got down the flanks really won you the game on the day. And so I know that offensively down the sides you're very strong. But then we're very strong as well. We've got a lot of pace and some good lads. But I think that the middle of midfield, maybe the defensive side of the middle of midfield might be an interesting place to look at because, you've obviously brought Jamie in the building. He's done really well.
Yeah.
The hitman himself is fit again. So Chatter's got a few decisions to make on Saturday with the team. But I think if the middle midfielders are able to stop feeds to the strikers centrally and then build from there, the team that does that the better possibly could be the team who could be successful, because I think that you've got guys who can score goals for fun, and I think especially with Sam Newson, of course, as well as Bravis, we've got players in the same position, so it's all to do with the feed you get from them. And I think that potentially the fact that both wide players for both teams are quick, you can see the areas in the wide areas cancel each other out, meaning that what happens in the middle of the park could be quite important.
Yeah, that's it. You're both set up fairly similar in that way, aren't you? A lot of width and a lot of experience for the middle.
Yeah,
and both
yeah.
forwards, like I said, I said when I come watch you the other week, Brothers and Sam, I've rated Sam for a long time, and the same what they've got here with Jamie and obviously with Alex. So you've both got match winners. You've both got two very good young centre-halves as well. Obviously, Harlow have got Josh and yourself, who I was very impressed with, your young centre-half at Brentwood. That's why there's only a point between you. That there's not a huge amount between both sides.
I think the thing is, I think also what makes us hard sides to play against. I mean, I know Alex has been out for a while, but who's the young lad been playing up front with Jamie? Is it Billy Hoot?
Billy Jones.
Yeah, he nearly said the same as me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lad with potential, but he's got great work ethic. And
he has.
And the thing with Alex was, the thing about Alex Reid is that everyone talks about his goals, but do you know what? He works his heart. He works hard on the radio.
That's what gets him in them
positions.
He
works his heart off, doesn't he? I mean? And the thing is, with us, Brubs and Noose, the two of them together, they're a nightmare to play against. Their work rate is phenomenal, And if you watch us play, but they're not headless chickens, that's the thing as well.
They're very...
famous with Alex, he's obviously a great goal scorer, but people don't quite give him the credit he deserves for the work rate he has up there, because a lot of times he's very much the front man of the Harlow team, and as I say, I think he's a good lad, and his work rate's great.
I think the atmosphere, on Saturday is just going to be, you can cut it with a knife. I think when the game starts with your fans and our fans and else, I think the nervous factor once that whistle goes is going to be quite high. I know, the guys down here have got sort of Facebook pages and stuff like this, and they're already sort of like counting down the hours and the minutes and the days and since last week. And I think that atmosphere at the beginning of the game is going to be, it's probably going to be electric. But I think once the game starts, I think everybody's going to be on tenterhooks.
I think so. I think it's exactly right. I mean, I think it's highly likely that the early stages of the game, I think it'll be one of those situations where, both sides will be smashed the ball down the pitch just to get settled into the game.
Yeah.
The first 10 minutes are probably like a game of tennis, I'd imagine, rather than a game of football. But, because no one wants to make that early mistake, do they? And no one wants to give that their support base or the other support base that lift, because when you get a game like this with so many supporters, that we all talk about having a 12th man, but both Harlow and Needham will have 12th men in the stands. And you don't want to give the each other's supporters too much to shout about as well.
Is that right? There's going to be a free pint for every Harlow fan on admission.
Yeah, if Needham win the league.
That might be the case, but no one's told me about that. if I hear anything, I'll let you know.
like I said, it's going to be a great game. With the build-up, obviously, and I mentioned that to the lads here over the Easter period, it was going to be a big period, and I didn't expect both teams to win both games. But, it's easy saying you take each game as it comes, but you must have been sort of having one eye on this fixture over the last sort of three or four weeks.
Oh, yes, so. Absolutely. You know, I mean, in many ways, you have an eye on the fixture for some time. It's been fairly apparent, with no disrespect to any other teams, but it's been fairly apparent for some weeks that Arsenal are the two best teams in the league. Mm. And you just know how football goes that, you know, I think it was always going to have a who's Baron. And even when we were 5 points ahead, you think, well, you look at the games you've got and this, that and the other. And you know, football's like that. But I'm glad it is, because at the end of the day, you guys are the supporters and you love all these games, and as us managers do, you know. And having games like this come up, you know, is what the game's all about. You know, it really is.
Did you think it was going to be this close going into the game? 1 point?
Yeah, I did. I think I said on the radio a few weeks ago, I said, I just, you know, ignore the fact where it is. I just think this will be a huge game.
Yeah.
You know, it's so tight. It's so difficult to call. You know, I suspect the only advantage that we've got is that Chapo won the Manager of the Month, and you know what happens when you win the Manager of the Month, don't you?
Yeah, no, you are right. Yeah, exactly right.
But no, in all seriousness, it's a tight game of call. You know, the best attack is the best defence, the two best teams in the league. I mean,
yeah.
Can you believe that you've got 99 points, we've got 100, and we haven't won the league?
Yeah, we were saying
mental,
that.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Absolutely mental. But yeah. I remember you saying to me at Brentwood, Mark, when I see you down there a few weeks back, and just as you was disappearing into the dressing rooms, you said, it's all going to come down to this game, and he was bang on the money.
I think so. The thing of it is, it's kind of a driving point, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I mean, you subconsciously you feel, you know, this is a big game, and I think that, I don't think you make decisions on your team too much about it, but I mean, you know, we certainly rested a lad who's got a bit of an injury, you know, last Saturday at Burnham, with view to the fact that to give you every chance to be fit for this Saturday. And
yeah.
I think, and you know, at the end of the day, I suspect, you know, I knew that Alex had trained with your academy, and I heard Danny's interview on your website, and obviously he's come off the bench last week. But, you know, he's undoubtedly been protected so he can play either an important part from the start or an important part from the bench in Saturday's game. And that's what, there's nothing wrong with that. That's what good managers do.
Yeah, I've heard he's not travelling, actually.
Yeah. I've heard he's already there. Yeah.
Well, just look at, you look at, we talk about goals and in-game stuff, but you look at the, you know, the top, you know, I don't know if you say it's the top 15 or whatever it might be on the Ryman side of goal scorers, you know, and between sort of Alex, Sam and Luke, you know, 72 goals there. And we're not even mentioned Michael, we're not mentioned Jamie Guy, we're not mentioned Junior Dadson. Yeah. It's just, you know, you can see the goals are just are there to be taken as such.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is completely right. And that's why the games get every chance of being a really exciting game, you know. But then sometimes these games, they promise so much, and often they don't. Sometimes the nerves and sometimes the occasion gets in the way, you know. So
yeah, a bit like cup finals, which
it's got nil-nil written all over it.
Well, we'll take that. So.
I think the thing is, though, I think the slight difference is that, you know, let's not kid ourselves, you guys have got to win, and Chapo's going to put his team out to win. He ain't going to think about it, but he's going to go out and want to win the game, you know. And so would I, you know. That's the position you're at. There's no way that you'd want to have a draw and hope we get it wrong at Cham. You know, you're going to you've got to win the game. And as I said to you earlier, that's how we want to be. So, you know, it has the potential, because I think both sides are going to go out and play, you know, attack and size and have a go. But as I say, sometimes these things don't work out, do they?
Mm. I mean, we say now, you know, the game ends a draw. I mean, is it keeping close to your phones at Chatham, and you know, and people sort of keeping close to the phones? I know the fans will going into that last week of the season. I mean, it would then make it a really exciting sort of last game down at Chatham and here against Thamesmead.
Well, we've had someone on the bench looking at his phone for weeks, and I bet you guys have as well. It's just the way it is. I mean, with modern, you know, with football web pages, you can get up-to-date reports.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we know what's happened at your game for the last 2 or 3 months, and I'd be amazed if it wasn't the same. Because, not being funny, if you're in a tight game, you know, I mean, the game at Roxham, for argument's sake, you know, we're 0-0, and then we hear that you're losing against Cray. Well, all of a sudden, we're thinking, actually, this ain't the end of the world. That's, and you, it would be naive not to do that, you know. So certainly at Chatham, I mean, from my point of view at Chatham, if it does draw, we know he's not going to win. Yeah, simple as that, you know, because you're going to beat Thamesbury, there's no two ways about it. So we know he's not going to win.
Well, it's never a banker.
Well,
oh, it is.
Yeah. I mean,
you showed a funny point. I think me and Ray were talking about it the other week. It was one of the games, and Ray will tell me which one it was, and we were laughing and joking and said that if Mark looked at his phone and saw that Ed Thompson had come on as substitute halfway through one of the games, not sure which game it was, against Ware, somebody had actually put out that Ed Thompson had come to play out on field, and he must have looked at it and think, what's going on down there?
Well, there you go, mate. You know, but, no, you know, it's all good stuff, and as I say, I think we're all totally looking forward to the game Saturday.
Absolutely, we're all looking forward to it here, and I know you're all looking forward to it there. So, you know, listen, mate, and as we said, two great teams, and you know, we really do wish you well at the weekend, and you know, we with both teams, and you know, may the best team win it, and go on to win the title as well.
Yeah, well, I think so, and I think, generally, no disrespect to the other sides, but at the end of the day, I really think that Harlow and Needham should be in Roman Premier next season. I think the league tells that story, doesn't it? But you know. The playoffs are. You haven't got to talk to me about how unfair the playoffs can be, and, you know. And as I say, we'll worry about that if, you'll worry about that if that's where things are. But at the moment, it's just about focusing ourselves for Saturday.
Let's just hope both teams go up, Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely, Mark. Thanks for giving up your time again tonight, and I dare say we'll all catch up with you on Saturday.
Are you boys coming? Are you?
So. Yeah, we're all there. Yeah, we're all there. Well, one of us isn't, but the other three are. Yeah.
Well done.
No worries, mate. See you then, Mark. Thanks, mate. Yeah, Mark. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks. Bye bye. And that was Mark, so from Needham Market Manager. But it'd be interesting. Every time we speak to Mark, he's so, you know, forthcoming with what he's saying, and there is no sort of like bias there, is there at all? You know, whenever you talk to him about the games, it's you know, he tells you as it is, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and that's what you want. He's he's a nice fellow, as I said. You know, and like I said, if you can pick for his interview, it's interesting. And like I said at the beginning, yeah, we're going out to win. We go out to win. There's no pressure. And then towards the end, old Dan needs to win. You know, so it's like I said to you, what I'm saying is how you set up. It's so easy. It's the easiest thing just to tell people, yeah, we're going to look to win. Yeah. We're not going to change the way we play.
He sounds like a football man.
He is.
He, you know, probably like everyone, he wants football to be the winner. But ultimately, you want your team.
Listen, his job is to win that game of football.
Yeah. That's all it is. I know I tried to speak to him at the end of last season, and we laughed and joked about it the last time he was on, and I spoke to him and said to him, you know, this is the situation. I said, can you come on tonight and do us a favour and come on? And he turned and went, nah, he said, season's over. He says, can't be bothered with it, Dave. He said, call me next year. So I'll come on next year. And I think it was about 2 weeks later, he's in the playoffs. Do you know what I mean? So it was a real sort of thing there.
He's generally a really nice fella, mate. And he come across really well then, and as you imagine. But we got a couple here. We've got someone else ringing in. Let's go for it.
Yeah, there is somebody ringing. Oh, I didn't even see the light flashing. There we go.
Do you want to swap places?
Why not?
Hurry up, I've got to get up for school in the morning.
Hello.
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 Hello, it's Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, not
tell the legs to keep his noise down.
Oh, never are.
Cheers, Bobby. Yeah, it's all right, mate, no worries. No, just bringing up, I'm new to that non-league football, and I think this season has been absolutely brilliant for everyone.
What do you normally do, Mike, if you're new to it? What have you been doing?
I'm usually West Ham myself. I'm going to West Ham and that, and basically I come over here to Arlo and that. And it's just been brilliant this season. I'm new to the players myself as well. I know James Guy quite well. But what he's done is unbelievable.
What's made it so good for you from coming to West Ham to non-league football? What's the things that stood out?
I think it's the brutalness of fans and all that, and the players in the bar afterwards to come and talk to you. Like Ray's there, he's quite happy to talk to you about the leagues and stuff. So it's a good advert for fans who does go watch top league football to come down to the non-league and have a little go, to be fair.
No, you're definitely, you're right.
Yeah, Bobby, do you reckon it's sort of like, I don't know when you started going to so-called big time
game, my first game.
Yeah, right, big time football. I mean, I started going in 1976. When I started coming to non-league football, it took me back to them days. Do you know what I mean? Where it was the...
Back when West Ham had the old North Bank and the old South Bank, well, when it was so close to the players.
Yeah, just what the game meant to people. It was people that went to work, and it was their release on a Saturday or a Wednesday night, as it was then, right? Yeah. To, you know, get rid of all their frustrations. You can afford to go there. You can afford to have a pint. And then all of a sudden, you're paying 50, 60 notes just to get into a game. It's costing you 100 quid for a day. You might have seen a bit of a khaki game at the end of the day. Whereas here, you know, it took me back 30-odd years, and it gave me that passion again on the terraces. And that's
It's like a point I've got here. It's like West Ham playing Man City on Sunday, really. It's a ticket and 35 quid for the train.
Yeah.
You've got no chance. I couldn't afford it. So non-league, that's the best thing. And I think the actual football... it's probably better than West Ham at the minute.
Well, yeah. No comment on that one.
A better manager than Sam Allardyce, so.
Yeah. No, as I say, it puts you in touch with the guys that are playing the game. You know, go back a good few years now. We all wanted to be where they wanted to be, from kicking the ball in a playground to playing for your first little Sunday side and that. We all wanted to be what they're doing. And... you know, now the time's gone for most of us, but you know, it brings it back to reality.
Yeah, still going.
It does.
Who's going to win at the weekend then? Come on, obviously, you're going to go.
It's Harlow 1-0, Jamie Guy penalty.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I reckon.
There you go. Good chance. And that's how he's playing. And then
89 minutes and 59 seconds.
I'm probably being biased because I know Jamie Guy's old man. That's probably why I'm a bit biased with him, to be fair.
No, that's fine. Listen, he's had a great season. I watched him at Whitton at the beginning of the season, and you know, he's a good player and he's a nice lad.
He'll be up for it as well, being next Needham market as well.
Yep.
Yeah,
definitely.
Of course. I mean, the guy's played like professional with Colchester and all that, so he's played in big games in big crowds.
Yep.
So he's been well up for it. Yep. As I said, I spoke to Billy Jones on Facebook as well. He's even told me the players are well up for it.
Yep.
So everyone's going to be up for it. I think the fans and everything. I think that coach that's going from the club's going to be buzzing on that coach down there for 2 hours.
I feel sorry for the driver already.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for the driver if we win on the way back.
It's all right. One of us will be driving it on the way back.
Well, it won't be me. I'll do Tom Daly impressions at where.
Oh, by the way, how's your broken nose?
It's healing, Lex. It's healing.
Do you want to tell everybody how you done it?
Well, second goal going in and falling over the barrier on my face. Yeah, all right.
See, that's what we're saying. This is what people need to ring in and tell us.
That is
passionate. Yeah, no, that is great. Yeah. Listen, you're meant to be kissing the turf.
I was.
Good lad. Oh, well, I hope you have a great day, mate, and enjoy your journey back. That's what
they're
for. Yeah,
will do, mate.
Someone's actually just tweeted in... Michael says, 100% in agreement with Michael. My son and I are Palace supporters, but have fallen in love with non-league for the same reasons.
And that's the Thamesmead fellas.
It's Richard.
And they said exactly the same thing. And I watched a game last night with two old Wimbledon fans, and I mean the older Wimbledon fans, and they go and watch non-league. Exactly the same thing. It's the only chance you get to hear a manager getting his point across, hear the players, you're proper part of the game and you feel part of it. You feel like you're playing, you feel like you're in it, you're trying to make decisions and you get a rough idea what, you know, why they're doing stuff and that's what non-league's so good about.
Yeah, true, very true, very
at
true.
At the end of usually our games, I have to go home and sit in an hot bath, then get in a cold one. I feel as though I've done the 94 minutes.
You've got some dough, you've got two baths in your head.
One's out in the garden. One.
Yeah, one's for Tom, though. That's the only thing.
Oh, dear. Listen, Michael, I take it you're there on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm on the coach, mate, so I'll be there.
Good lad.
Happy days.
All right, mate.
We'll see you there. Thanks for calling in,
Michael.
See you
there, mate.
See you at the weekend. See you, mate.
See you
bye-bye.
There, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Michael. And of course, time is absolutely flown by. Yeah. So it's absolutely flown by.
Ringing in. We keep ringing.
As soon as it starts, it will
It will come. We still didn't get Mr. Saul on the phone, but hey, what can you do? He's probably still having a bath to get rid of all that mud from falling in the river earlier on, chasing after the dog. But there we go. We'll try and get him on maybe another night, and but we will see what happens there. But listen, it's been a massive thank you to everybody that's been on tonight, for Legsy to pop me in, and Ray and Keith, and of course also for Mark and Russell and all the fans that are phoned in as well. Big game at the weekend. Of course, you're not doing anything. Why not pop up the Needham Market and watch the game? Or why not go to one of your local teams and support one of your local sides instead? But we'll be back this time next week. Hopefully, we might have Phoenix in the studio from next week.
You know, it could be Dan, all the managers and people that. You know, otherwise we could have a longer phone in next week, because we're getting there now.
Yeah, we're getting it. It's all coming together nicely. Yeah. But listen, enjoy your football at the weekend. Yeah. Don't let the result get you down, whatever the results may be. And we will see everybody here this time next week, 7 till 9:30 next week. Of course, we'll have another fans phoning. The last thing before we go, because we have forgotten about it, and it's going to be a vote in the studio, because we were going to do our Ryman Team of the Week. And we had two teams up for the Ryman Team of the Week. And the gentleman that normally does it for us said he wouldn't do it because it was only two teams. So we are going to take a poll, I think, in here. There's three of us. We can't end up being all level. So who do we think? VCD or Whiteleaf?
For me, it's obviously I'm going to be slightly biased here, but and go VCD, because obviously the pressure they've been under to win games. And, you know, to beat Wingate again and another clean sheet, to get them out for the first time for, I think they've only been once out the bottom four, I think it's tremendous. Whiteleaf have been on a good run. I know they beat Burgess again, but they've been in the playoffs and I think they've already won it once. Mm-hmm. So it's the other green and white hoops down at Oakwood, VCD for me.
I'm going to save you the casting vote. I'm going to go along with VCD as well. I think they deserve it. The position they're in, massive win for them, absolutely massive. And as I say, with Whiteleaf, they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I kind of expected them to win that game, I must admit. Yeah.
Well, it's unanimous then, because I was going to say VCD as well. There we go. It's a unanimous decision. VCD are the Ryman Team of the Week for this week. And, of course, if you want to vote again, if you want to nominate your side, it is just send it to harlowtown007@gmail.com. Send that by 10 o'clock on Saturday evening, and they will go into next week's Ryman Team of the Week. As we said, keep yourself safe. Enjoy your football at the weekend. Don't let the result get you down. And this is the song that we don't want to hear. This sort of style of song at the weekend. And we'll leave you with this one, and we'll see you all next week.